It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the week, burning some more vacation time. DJ GA from The Night Show. In her absence. Two dudes this morning.
Two dudes. Early, man. I gotta get these cobwebs out. You know, it's been a minute. It's been a minute.
What do you got for the dirt this morning?
Well, we gotta pay our respects, man. Gotta pay our respects.
To who? Over the weekend. It's a sad weekend.
Isn't that crazy? You gotta specify.
Pay our respects to what? Alex Trebek from Jeopardy, man.
Yes. Gotta pay our respects, bro.
He's always been open about his issues, but if it was pancreatic cancer. This is kind of him through the years,
Since
Alex
the
Trebek.
Heart attack, I don't have the stamina. During the holiday break, I had a subdural hematoma, blood clots on the brain caused by a fall. I have some news to share with all of you. I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Keep the faith. We'll get it done. Thank you.
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish.
Yeah.
Thanks to the hundreds of thousands of people wishing following my recent health announcement. I'm a lucky guy.
It's supposed to be Motivate Monday.
I know.
And I'm feeling like life.
Let's take a look at the results.
Well, sad news. Alex Trebek, if you didn't hear, passed away. Man, how old was he? He was 80 years old. He was 80. 80 years old.
In the words of Stephen A. Smith, he was class personified.
He was.
But he really was.
He really was. You would always watch Jeopardy when it was super, like, maybe you were off school and you were sick. You would get to go and watch Jeopardy, stay home and watch Jeopardy. It's usually when nothing else is on or you're waiting for something else to come on and you're wrapping up Jeopardy and it's double Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And I never know the answers to Jeopardy.
What is a Pop-Tart?
What is a Pop-Tart? It's a delicious pastry, GA. It's a delicious pastry. Sad news. But we'll motivate next because it is Motivating Monday, right?
It is, yes.
And RIP to one of the greats, Alex Trebek, over the weekend. Oh, check this out. You know, you can go to 1037kissfm.com right now and you can be hanging out with Jason Derulo, virtually, of course. I mean, everything's virtual these days. But he's doing like a virtual dance party. Are you on TikTok, DJ GA?
Yes, I am.
Allie's out this week, by the way. DJ GA filling in for the week.
What's happening, Milwaukee?
It's just two dudes in the morning.
Two dudes.
But Jason Derulo is having a virtual dance party, like world premiering his new TikTok dance. Because on TikTok, Jason Derulo's, he's the ish. He's it.
Yeah, he's been doing his
videos. He starts the dance trends on TikTok. So you can get this out right now. Go to 1037kissfm.com and you can be like witnessing it firsthand in person, virtually.
I gotta learn to dance. I gotta learn one dance and do it. I haven't done any dances.
I cannot dance. To save my life, my friend.
If they show you what to do, you can't do it?
No, not at all. I mean, I can go through the steps, but I'll look like a fool the whole time. Dude, I'm a white dude. What are you talking about? I've even tried to dance. I can get a little bit. If I put my feet up on a wall, I can twerk a little bit. Just a little bit.
Wait.
But I have to have my legs up on the wall and my hands on the ground.
Why are you twerking on the wall?
Somebody asked me to do it for a video once. Just once.
Okay.
I'll do anything once, man. I'll do it for the gram.
Hey.
I'll do it for likes.
I don't know about twerking with my feet on the wall.
I'm glad you're laughing. It's Motivating Monday. Anything to motivate you. Maybe you got something you're looking forward to this week. Maybe it's a quote that you read that struck you and you were like, hey, this is good. This is powerful. This is motivating. You know, uplifting on a Monday.
Well, Mondays, I've always been a big Monday man. Mondays motivate me.
Why is that?
Because it's a new beginning. Monday, you can always start. Monday, okay. People say, well, you know, you should always start right now. I'm a big firm believer in Monday. It's like, okay, guys, look, I had a messed up week, but Monday, I'm right back on.
You got to stay on it, though.
But that's how it starts. Hey, look, you take it one day at a time because once you get into the mode, once you start, okay, I did it today, did it the next day, and then it makes you accountable, then you don't want to stop because he's like, I've been doing it for a whole week.
Consistency.
Consistency is the key.
It sure is. I read something on my Instagram that struck me. It said, promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate.
I
love that, especially over the weekend, because I saw, like, obviously we've heard that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are projected winners of presidency for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's up at 1037kissfm.com. There's still some things that are, we'll get into it before 7 o'clock. We've got everything that we know up until now, but it's looking like we're going to have a new president.
Right.
I saw a lot of good, and I saw a lot of bad on the internet, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate.
One of the easiest things to do in the world is complain. It's so, it's The easiest thing to do is to complain.
I've said that. That's the kind of suck about owning a restaurant, I've always thought. I've got friends that have restaurants that worked in restaurants, mm-hmm. and people are more apt to say when they don't like something as to when they do. Like, if you love a meal, cool. I got a good meal,
yep.
paid money, it was a good night, we go home, you move on with your day. But if you have a bad meal, you'll tell 10 people to never go there.
Yeah.
That it was the worst ever. Like, you'll tell everybody when something's bad.
Right, yeah. And I think that's the biggest problem with social media.
Promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate.
Everybody jumps on the complaining train, but that's not going to get you anywhere.
That's not to say don't complain, because sometimes stuff is messed up and you should complain, absolutely.
Well, yeah, but
see, that comes back to mental health. Don't hold it in. If something has really bothered you, then get it out.
Well, that's different than just complaining. Like,
yes.
You know, people say, I just need to vent. No, you don't need to vent about everything.
Yes.
You know, I stubbed my toe today. Oh, it hurts. What? Like, you don't need to complain. There are certain things that you need to go talk to somebody about. Social media is not, you know, not necessarily your therapist.
No.
It's really not.
Not licensed in any way. No.
It's not.
It's not. 414-799-1037. What's something motivating that'll get people going for a Monday? You can hear it from us, from Riggs and DJ GA, who's filling in for Allie this week. You can call or text 414-799-1037. This is 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Allie at 6:54. An iPad, all yours at 7:10 this morning. Listen for the Kissmas keyword.
I don't even have an iPad.
You don't have one?
No.
Well, maybe you should listen at 7:10. If you were eligible, you could maybe might could win one. I don't know. 7:10, be here for that Kissmas keyword. So if you missed it over the weekend, I don't know if you were asleep. Maybe you've been in a coma. But Joe Biden will be America's 46th president.
Joe Biden.
That's what T.I. said in the song we heard earlier.
I need Joe Biden.
Yeah. On Saturday, both Pennsylvania and Nevada were both called for Joe Biden, which pushed him over the 270 electoral votes needed to win.
Right. I thought it was 270.
Oh,
okay.
You need 270.
Oh, actually, you're right. Yeah, you're
270,
right.
270, yep. Yeah. Gave a victory speech on Saturday night. I don't know if you watched it. Him and Kamala both spoke. It was pretty cool. They had like a big drone thing, a big drone show where it said 46 and drones, and then it said like Joe and Harris. It was pretty cool. You see me, Biden and then Harris and the drones up in the sky, fireworks. How do you feel?
I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And then, you know, I got to shout out women, women of color,
right.
All that, just because. Yeah. And you know what's funny? And I posted this. I said, I'm never surprised about what women do. Never.
No.
Especially women of color, because I was my mom. I was raised by.
You were raised by one.
So, women. I said, man, what you talking about? My mom is probably one of the strongest people I know. So,
right.
when I see women doing great things, especially women of color, I'm like, I'm not surprised. Oh, good for you.
It's about time we have women in power, too, in this type of position. Look at, New Zealand, where they have, a female prime minister. New Zealand did great.
Yeah. I've never had a problem,
it's bombs, man.
Yeah, this whole thing about, women aren't, wait, what? I just think of my mom, and she's, like I said, one of the strongest people I know, so I've never been one to be she's a woman. I can't believe she did that.
Yeah.
I've never been like that.
But they're both, they're saying there could be a couple recounts in a couple areas, but even if things would have to fall in incredibly strange ways for it to not go in this direction. So
I'm going to say this one time, and that's it.
Say it.
People are sore losers. Come on now. Come on.
Peaceful
sore
transition
losers.
Of power.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
would be nice.
It makes us look bad. It just, you know, bow out gracefully and come back. I mean, you can run again.
Yeah.
So I just, the whole thing about
when Kanye concedes before you, come on.
Yeah, I just, come on.
Come on.
It's just a bad look. Bad form.
You can call or you can text 414-799-1037 and be ready to win that iPad because you didn't have one.
7:10, hold on.
7:10.
What's the keyword, Riggs?
I'm not going to tell you yet. I cannot tell you yet until 7:10.
Come on, we supposed to be boys.
No. Nope. Not even for you, man. Oh. Ho, ho, ho. A Kissmas keyword could get you a brand new iPad. We'll hook it up next. Hold on.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the week. DJ GA from The Night Show filling in her absence.
That's right.
So what's happening at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch?
Well, apparently an up-and-coming artist named Deschard, he filmed his music video.
Deschard?
Yes. He filmed his music video at the Neverland Ranch.
So what's wrong with that?
Well,
sounds like a cool place to film a music video.
Yes, but
you just go and get permission, and then you go and you get your permits, and then you probably have to get permission from Michael Jackson's estate, I would think.
Yeah,
and then get some legal authority and go into there, right? That's what he did, right?
No, he said he did, but that's not what he did. He said he did.
Wait, so he just went in there without telling anybody?
Apparently.
He snuck in there?
Yeah, nobody knew. What happened was he posted his video up on YouTube, and then MJ fans were like, hey, isn't that Neverland Ranch?
Uh-huh.
And that's what raised the flags. The people that own Neverland Ranch said, Janet Jackson and them, and this is what they said, Janet Jackson and them can't even get in Neverland Ranch.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's how crazy it is. And so he's saying he had permission, but they're saying he's
no,
full
he
of
did
it.
Not.
He did not. He filmed his video with three GoPro cameras, shooting the video. He shot it on July 23rd.
Dude, you can film music video on your own with a phone now, a cell phone, you can film a music video now.
So
the cameras
saying,
are so good.
He's saying he had permission. Yeah, the
camera. Clearly he did not.
He clearly did not. So. But my thing is, like, it's funny that people are dry snitching on them on the internet. Like, hey.
Would you say dry snitching?
Dry snitching. like he put his video on, people are like, hey, that's Neverland Ranch. So you go back and call Neverland Ranch and say, hey, did he? Why do you care?
Right.
Like, you know, you called.
The internet will always come back and haunt you. They'll always bite you in the butt somehow.
And say, hey, that's Neverland Ranch. He's not supposed to be there.
No,
and
he's
so
not.
So you call Michael Jackson's people and say, hey, did you see this? So,
well, you know what? At the end of the day, people are talking about him. What's his name? Name again?
Deshaun.
There we go.
Hey, where
people
I'm from,
are talking about it.
Where I'm from, snitches get stitches.
Right?
I'm just saying.
DJ GA, I would not feel too bad about what you did. Don't be too hard on yourself. I feel like a lot of people have probably done something similar to this before you tell your story.
I don't know. This is like some TV type stuff. All right. I was just like.
You can always chime in at 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. So this happened over the weekend, right?
Actually, it happened last weekend on a Sunday. Let me set the scene for you, right?
All right.
So I have a storage, like, right by my house. So, you know, I keep my DJ stuff and everything in there.
A little storage unit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And so I went there. I left my microphone in there. So I had to go grab my mic. I DJed Saturday. I didn't have my mic. And I was like, dang, where's my mic? I had it in storage. So
it's in the storage unit.
Right. So my storage has, like, you come in, you put your code in, the door comes up, and then there's a middle part, you put your code in, and the other door, so then you have access to it right there.
Oh, like two-step authentication almost.
Yes,
you got
pretty
two
much,
doors.
Right?
Okay.
Right. So I get in there, I get what I need to get. It's like Sunday, probably about 5 or 6 o'clock, and I get my mic. I'm like, ooh, it's in there. And so I try to go out the door, because once you go in, there's another door, you go out, you put your code in, and get out. But it
Where's your car during this?
I'm in it.
Okay.
I'm in it. So I drive in. So I'm do-do-do-do. Oh, it's broke. The door to get out is broke. So you got to come back in the same way. You got to come in. You got to go out the same way you came in.
Okay.
Which is weird because you usually don't do that. I was like, oh, okay. So I go back to the other door. I park. I put my car in park. Open the door. Car's running. My phones and everything are in my car.
Okay.
And I get to there's a door to walk out of so you can get back in to the middle part to put your code in. I was
okay.
like, oh, okay, that's how you do it, right? But I noticed that when I opened that door to walk out, that it automatically locked. And I was like, I was kind of worried, like,
man,
I was kind of worried, like, how am I supposed to get back in if this door locks? And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to put my code in, so it doesn't matter. The other door is going to open.
You'll open it through the garage door.
Yeah, the big garage door
so
is going to open.
So basically, your car is running in between two garage doors that are both down right now.
Yes, right now.
Okay.
That's the scene. So I'm like, okay, so I walk out, and it's funny, now that I think about it, the door, after I let the door go, it closed in, like, slow motion. Like, I was like...
Enough time for you to go, wait a minute.
Right, but I was just like...
Maybe I should prop this door open. Maybe.
It occurred to me to do that, but I was like, nah, I got my code. The big door is going to open. The big garage door is going to open. So I get over there, put my code, do-do-do-do. It says, thanks for coming, Mr. Adams. And that's what it says, and the door should open. Door doesn't open. I'm like,
wait. So your car's just sitting there running,
and the big garage door is clear, so you can see your car clear as day, running.
So you can just look at your car.
My car's running.
Door open.
Exhaust coming out.
Radio and blasting.
I'm like, I'm like, let me try this again. This is a joke, right?
Oh my god, dude.
I put the code in again. Do 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 do.
Nothing.
It says thanks. Hey, thanks for coming to so and so, and the door. And usually the door opens.
There's nothing worse. That's so uncontrollable. There's literally nothing you can do. There's no backup. You don't have a key to the garage door.
Nothing.
And it's in your
nobody's
phones,
in there.
And your phones. Phones are in your car.
Phones in the car. But you know, luckily I have my iWatch.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I had my iWatch.
Oh, so that's how you called.
So I'm like, after I do that about four times and I try to go to the door open, and I'm like, bro, I can't believe there's nobody there. Nah, there's nothing going on. It's 6 o'clock on a Sunday. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, so what am I going to do? Oh, actually, somebody else tries to come into the.
Somebody else comes to try to get in the garage door.
But they see my car. Uh-huh. And so they're back. So they back up like, oh, I'm going to let you out. And I open the door and say, hey, you're going to be waiting a long time. I got to call somebody. It's locked. It doesn't work. And she was like, what? It was a young lady. And
did she try to open it too? And it didn't work for her?
Yeah. Well, the first door that to come in would open. Uh-huh. But it's the second door that wouldn't open. And we're like, what's going on? And the young lady that helped me out, I don't know her name. She had her kids in her car and everything. She was there with me for about an hour. She gave me the number to call the manager.
Okay.
And we called the manager and everything. And she wasn't picking up. There was a number on the garage door.
Uh-huh. An emergency number. Yeah.
I called that number. He called me back and said, hey, man, we can't come out unless somebody from the place calls us to come out. And I'm like, what is going on? And so the young lady finally says, well, let's call the police. Let's call like the district police or something like that. I'm like, okay. Right. And so
she called the cops over there?
Yeah. So basically she called, right? And when she called, her kids started acting up in the car. So she went out there and you know, was messing with her kids and everything just to make sure they were okay because we was in there for like an hour.
Yeah.
I still don't know this young lady. If she's listening, young lady, if this is you, call. I got a few things that I need to give you a gift card or something because I appreciate your help.
She got you out of a situation.
Oh, yeah. She called the police. But here's the thing, right? It's like a movie, Riggs.
Why?
My car is running. Uh-huh. It's been running for like an hour. It's in there. I'm looking at my car. It's like I'm feeling helpless and then all of a sudden you hear all these sirens.
Rolling up and you're like, oh man, they're coming for me.
Hey, I'm like, this can't be for me. I'm like, this can't be for me. I'm standing in the middle of the driveway, in the middle of the storage unit, and it's like a movie. The fire engine pulls up. Uh-huh. And they jump out. Oh, the police pull up, jump out like, well, hey, everything good? I'm like, and I'm sitting there like, man, it's just my car is stuck right there. And they're looking like, how'd you get in? They're like, the door. I was like, the door is locked. They were like, we got a call saying somebody was trying to kill themselves in their car.
What? They thought that somebody was in there.
Yeah, they thought somebody was in there trying to was just letting the engine run. Trying to take their life. And I was like, no. My car is stuck over here. I can't get to it. It wouldn't be a big deal if I could just get in there and park my car. Because if I could have got back in there, I would have just parked my car and called somebody to come take me home, and I would have came back in the morning to get it when somebody was here.
Somebody else saw your car sitting there running, thinking somebody's in there.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. And so, but shout out to the fire department. When I tell you, they came in there in less than a minute. It was like really 30 seconds. They opened the door so I can get to my car, and then the police officer, he pressed a button, because on the other side, there's a little box, and there's an up button on that box, and he just pressed that up button, and the door opened up.
Thanks.
So for about an hour and 20 minutes, I'm in there trying to figure it out I'm like, come on. And they come in less than.
What did you get locked out from? I'm sure people have been locked out of stuff before. Whether you're locked out of your car, you're locked out of your house. I locked a friend out of a house. And I'll tell you about that next.
How do you lock your friend out of the house? Are y'all still friends?
Yes. I think so, at least. What did you get locked out of? 414-799-1037. We want to hear your story. Who got locked out? What'd you get locked out of? What happened? It's even worse when you can sit there and look at your car running with the keys in it. Or it's in a building where you can't get to it, like GJGA, who's filling in for Ali this week, by the way.
It was literally, I'm just looking at my car like...
So helpless.
Like, bro.
Helpless. It's the worst feeling.
This can't be happening.
I was helping a friend. By the way, you can always call or text us. We've got some people on the phone to tell their locked out stories. 414-799-1037. I was helping a friend move out of his apartment. Okay. So he lives on the second story of this apartment building. So there's a big hallway. He's down at the end of the hallway. And he takes the keys to the lease office because we've moved everything out.
Right.
And he's going to turn in the keys and, you know, get his security deposit back. And I'm left in the apartment right there sitting out just chilling by myself.
Right, right.
So I walk outside because I'm going to go let his dog out to go and use the bathroom. And as I walk out of the apartment, I realize that the door closes behind me and it's locked. So I've locked myself out of his apartment, and he is gone, and now the people at the leasing office have already left for the day because it's a Saturday, so he had to do a key drop. So he drops the keys in a little key drop box, drops the check in the drop box, comes back to me with his apartment where he is locked, and his other keys for his car and everything, my keys for my car are in the apartment that we can't get into. Same situation. We go to the leasing office, and we can see. No lights are on, but you can see right there on the floor where he just dropped his keys. Just sitting there on the floor. Like, they're right there.
Anybody got a hanger?
Like, we just kick the window right there and get to him. But
right. Yeah,
the worst, man. The worst. 414-799-1037. Good morning. This is Lori listening in Jackson this morning. What's up, girl?
Not too much. I'm just on my way to work.
All right. So what was your locked out story? What did you get locked out of? What happened?
Well, I got locked out of the house.
Okay.
But I had... My son was about 18 months old, and I had a grocery load car full of groceries.
Yeah.
And I walked in the house, I parked in the car, and I took him in, and I put him in the extra saucer, which was right in front of the dining room window, so I could see him while I was loading the groceries into the house.
Yeah.
Well, I take some groceries in, and the door closes, and I'm locked out of the house, and 18-month-old son is in the extra saucer, but I can see him through the dining room window.
And he's sitting there chilling. Like, hey, mama.
Wishing he could speak more. Go get the keys off the table. Hi, mom. Get the keys.
Wow. I know the police came right away.
No, luckily my husband works pretty close, so I called him and he was able to come home and let us in. But it was just so funny because I could see him playing through the window and I could do nothing to get him.
Yes, you could do nothing. Hey, it's the worst.
Wait, did your husband give you, like, I can't believe you?
Did he give you some crap? Give you some guff?
He did. He's like, how can you do that? And I said, I don't know.
Was this your first child?
Yeah, that was my first job. Well, he's 14 now, so it happened a long time ago.
Okay,
it's still a funny story.
That's funny. Thank you so much for listening this morning, Lori. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
At least you didn't get scarred.
Right?
My mom
didn't start anything on fire. You know. Good morning, Kiss FM. This is Liz in Maguanago.
Yes.
What up, Liz? What's your locked out story? What'd you get locked out of?
So I got locked out of my car.
Okay.
The thing is I bought my car on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So there was a huge snowstorm.
Yeah.
First time I had driven my car.
Uh-huh.
Got done with work, went in, started the car so it could defrost while I'm cleaning the car off, and the car locked itself with my phone in the car.
Oh.
That's not
so
a smart car.
Cleaning my car. Exactly.
No.
I've since sold it.
Yes.
I'm trying to clean my car. I can't call anybody. I don't have a spare key. I had to go back into work and call at that point my ex-husband and say, I know you just got to work 15 minutes ago, but I need you to come get me out of this car so I can get home.
And it was
at home.
And it was running the whole time. So it was so nice and warm and toasty in that car, I bet, when you got in finally.
Yeah. It took about an hour and a half for him to get here.
Well, my question is, why would it lock when you're not in the car? It doesn't, like, how old is the car? I've never seen that. I've seen it to, like, if your car, you close it and try to lock, it doesn't lock.
The smarter keys will do, sometimes the smart keys will do that. What year was your car, Liz?
It was a 2011.
Okay.
Really?
Huh, that's weird.
Yes.
After
that, I always kept my key in my pocket no matter what I did.
I've had my keys fall out of my pocket and fall down between the crack, and I don't notice it. And then I'll get out of my car and go to lock it, and it won't lock.
And it won't lock.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
Now does that.
Right.
If I try to lock it, it does the beep, 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 beep.
Yes, yeah, that's good now. Never did it again, though.
Because of you, they have that new safety feature that you can't lock your car.
It's called the Liz lockout feature.
That's what it's called.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling, Liz. We appreciate listening this morning.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Freddie's in Brookfield. Freddie, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
You ready, Freddie? How'd you get locked out? What'd you get locked out of?
Actually, I got locked out of my job. I work at a restaurant. Actually, GA visited a few times when I was there, Five Guys in Wauwatosa.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up? all right. It was one day I was there, and one of the people I worked with called in. So I was by myself, and I did a lot of prep that morning, but I was making good time.
Yeah.
So we opened up at 11 o'clock, 10:30 come around. I'm done with everything.
Yeah.
So, we pre-cook our fries. So we pre-cook our fries.
The Cajun joints, yes.
Oh, yeah. We pre-cook them. I dropped them. I was like, okay, I'm going to run outside, get a breather before we open up and come back in.
Uh-huh.
I walked outside the side door we have.
Oh, no.
And as soon as the door shut, I realized I didn't have my keys on me.
Dang. And you got my fries down.
Yeah, my phone's inside. My keys are inside. So there's no way for me to contact anyone. And so it's just, I had to wait till another employee started at 11 o'clock. I had to wait for them to come.
Oh, Freddie.
Someone. And when I got a hold of someone, the next manager said they wouldn't be that was closest, said they wouldn't be there for about an hour.
Oh,
so
wow.
I literally got the fries pre-cooking for about an hour and a half. Before.
Was it just a big brick of like
so
charred?
We opened up at 11. The restaurant, I mean, no one was able to get there. It's about 12:30. And I thought I was going to lose my job that day.
I'm about to say, you still work for them?
It was an accident, man. That stuff happens.
Yeah. You know, you can accidentally get fired, too.
Oh, yeah.
The five-hour fries Freddie special, man.
Oh, yeah. But I'm still here, man.
Way overcooked. Freddie, thanks for listening, dude. We appreciate you calling in.
You too, man.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good morning. It's 103.7 KISS FM. How did you get locked out? You can still call or you can text
That's
us. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It happens to, see, you don't feel so bad. It happens to everybody, GA.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? When you get locked out your house, everybody knows how to break into their own house, though, right?
They do.
Like,
you know how to get in.
Yeah, if I got locked out of my house, I would know exactly how to get in.
You know exactly
Nobody
how
else
to get
knows
in.
How, but I do.
Uh-huh, that's right. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Wasn't G.
It wasn't GA. That is DJ GA, who's in for Allie this week. She's out burning some vacation time. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. We're talking about that time when you got locked out of your car, your house. What happened? 414-799-1037. You can text that number, too. DJ GA, please. What do we have there?
Somebody just texted us and said, my dad left his car keys in his pocket when he went swimming in the ocean in Florida, and we never let him live that down. It was 1995.
Still.
You don't go swimming in the ocean with your car keys, man.
No. 25 years later, never will live that down.
Remember that time you went swimming?
Yes, I remember that. 414-799-1037. We got another text says, I got locked out of my apartment. If the main building door closed, you were locked out because it could only be opened from the lobby. So I had to put my two-year-old through the first floor window of our apartment to walk around and open the door for me. It ended up happening more than once because the door was sensitive. Putting your one-year-old, go open the door for mommy.
And people walking by like, what are you doing?
Right?
Mind your business.
Mind your business of what you're doing. Good morning, Jen, on our way to Milwaukee this morning. What happened? What's your lockout story? What happened?
So this was 22 years ago.
Okay. You never forget a lockout.
No, it was not. You can't remember.
It was horrible.
That bad.
Yeah, 22 years.
Yeah, we lived in Tumon, Guam, so shout out to my Guam people.
Okay.
But, my husband and I were headed to work. And I dropped off my husband, he's a dentist, at his job. But as we were both leaving, and he was in the driver's seat, I was switching out to going in the driver's seat
yeah.
so I could drive the car. He locked his door, and I locked mine by accident.
No.
Just automatic, because we're used to it. But in the same time, we had our little baby in the back.
So now
it was just like a whole panic. His whole dental office stopped, and you know, we had to call the police. And thank God the air conditioning was on. But our little baby, he was just sitting there smiling and just looking at us and running probably frantically trying to figure out what all these people were doing.
Having
but
no idea.
22 years later, he's still doing well. So
no idea.
He doesn't remember things.
No idea why everybody was so panicked outside the car. No idea.
No. But he was only there for maybe 10, 15 minutes and we got him out. So all is good.
Did they come with the Slim Jim real quick and popped it?
Back then we didn't have an automatic car, and you know, it was a renter's car because we're from Menominee Falls, Brookfield, Wisconsin. Shout out to everybody.
For the most part, you can call the police. They'll come and they'll let you in because they can verify they can verify it's your car with your registration and your plates, and they'll let you in your car. Yeah. So if anybody knows, and they'll do that free of charge too.
There was a panic moment, you know, like
100%.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's your child, man.
It's
the moment of helplessness of seeing you know you can get in there, you just can't get in there.
Isn't it so humbling though? Like when you can't do anything, you're just kind of like
when you're helpless. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a humbling feeling.
Literally helpless. Yes. Jen,
it
thanks.
Was, but
Thank you. Thank God the air conditioning was on.
Right? So it was okay. Yeah. It was nice and comfortable in there, at least. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow,
thank
okay?
You. Have a great. We love you guys.
We love you back. Oh. Thank you so much. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
My name is Edith.
Edith. What's your locked out story? What'd you get locked out of?
Well, it was actually my mother. Okay. I was a lot younger. And my mom locked the doors on her Chevy conversion van.
Yes.
And we had a back window where the lock was broken off of it. The latch didn't latch any longer. Uh-huh. So she busted out the screen and put my toddler sister through the window.
I love it.
And convinced her, you know, talking to toddler, all the way up to the front seat to unlock the door so that we could get in.
Oh, wow. Now, right there. Yes, pull that.
There you go. Teaching your kid good lessons. Helping out right there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're so right.
There's nothing more helpless of a feeling in the world.
Hey, I love that.
Being locked out of something.
You send a kid through the vent to go open the door. Like, come on.
Yelling at your child through the window. It's Kiss FM. We're commercial free. Kissmas keyword could get you a new iPad. We'll give you that keyword in less than like a minute and a half. Hold on.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the week. DJ GA from The Night Show filling in her absence. What do we got for the dirt, my friend?
Well, the dirt is that Holyfield wants to fight Tyson again.
Didn't this happen a long time ago?
Yeah, well, you know, they we all remember the infamous ear biting with him and
Mike Tyson bit his ear off for a big chunk of the ear, which is hilarious and
right.
Assaults.
Okay, so Tyson, after all that happened, Tyson was he apologized and everything for that. Supposedly him and Holyfield are friends now. But, you know, Tyson is getting back in the ring at the end of the month, like the 28th. He's going to fight Roy Jones Jr.
Mike Tyson's going back to fight again?
Yeah, he's going to fight Roy Jones. It's supposed to be an exhibition match, but they're talking about they're really going to fight.
What does an exhibition match even mean? It's just a match.
Yeah,
does that mean like it doesn't go on anybody's record?
Yeah,
exhibition is basically.
Plus, it's not supposed to be like a real fight. Like you're supposed to fight, but not for real. But
also like kind of like when you're fighting with your dad.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're wrestling on the floor in the basement.
It's supposed to be play
and
fighting.
And he lets you win.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. So, but Holyfield, well, Tyson and who did I say? Roy Jones Jr.
Are
really supposed to really fight, right? And since he announced that, Holyfield was like, well, I want to be his next opponent. And Holyfield is 58 years old.
What?
And I'm looking at this video.
How old is Mike Tyson now, by the way?
50-something?
Yeah, gotta be up there.
He's not 58, though. He's not as old as Holyfield. But Holyfield, to be 58 years old, the man looks 40.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the video of him. Like, man, I still wouldn't fight Holyfield.
I wouldn't fight anybody now.
Pretty much.
Ever, really.
So,
but Mike Tyson back in the ring. Who knew?
Yeah, but they're saying Tyson is ducking him, though. That's the big thing. They're saying Tyson is scared, doesn't want to fight him. But I think that's all just
Mike Tyson
for the fight.
Isn't afraid of anybody.
It's Mike Tyson,
was just doing Shark Week this year. Mike Tyson versus Jaws. Remember that?
Yeah.
Did you watch that? Tyson versus Jaws.
Like, come on.
It's ridiculous.
I'm taking Jaws. Hey, Mike, I love you, but I'm taking Jaws.
Jaws every time. There you go.
Every time.
3.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie at 8:54. Allie's out for the week, burning some vacation time from our night show. DJ GA steps in her place.
I am here, people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But Mondays are always a struggle when I first start, though.
They are. Mondays are...
Because I'm still on my old sleep schedule. There's a schedule change that you got to get used to for the morning show.
Are you saying that when you are up super late and go to bed at 3 or 4 in the morning, it's hard to get up at 3 or 4 in the morning?
Yeah, it's hard.
Of course it is. Mr. Obvious over there. We just got an announcement. It was a breaking news alert earlier this morning about a vaccine trial for COVID-19 that Pfizer is working over. Not Pfizer, like Pfizer for
no.
Pfizer, the drug company. Saying that in early trials, it's showing up to 90% efficacy. So meaning a 90% chance of working as a vaccine on the early trials. So it's chugging along. You got to remember, there's hundreds and hundreds of scientists working to get a vaccine down for this.
90%?
90% is what they're saying right now.
Hmm.
They say this is the first but crucial step as they continue their work to try to deliver a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. And that's from Pfizer's Twitter directly.
Wow.
Apparently, you got to go through a bunch of steps because if you're injecting somebody into people...
Yes.
You want to make sure that, A, it's safe to put in people's bodies. Because how many drug commercials have you seen where all those crazy side effects are listed?
Yeah, you're
all
like, what?
And you have to list all of it. You have to know because everybody reacts to things differently. So it's not just a walk in the park, but it's coming along.
Yeah, yes. And they're saying there's two doses, too. There's
it's
two
gonna
doses.
Be, it might be a two dose, yeah.
Yeah, they say it's two doses.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions about it still.
Oh, and it says it kicks in 28 days after the initial dose.
Okay.
Huh.
I don't know.
So you're going to grab that vaccine, Rich?
I don't know. Why are you going to ask me about that on the radio?
Oh, my bad. Oh, okay. I just, you know.
But myself personally, I don't know. I want to make sure that it's all right.
Well, studies say that 50% of Americans will and 50% of Americans won't.
I'm skeptical.
That's what they're saying.
But it's something that's been done so fast. But I realize that it's not about me. It's about other people. I realize that as well. But I also, I don't know. I'm on the fence, but I'm keeping my eye on it for sure because, hello. We're coming up on a year of this now. Yeah. Almost coming up on a full year.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
A full year almost, yes.
A full year of COVID-19?
Yeah. Because you got to remember, we were knowing about it back in like December, January last year. And
you're
I remember
right,
even in like March of this year, I remember the last big event that I did was like March 7th or 8th, I want to say. It was over a weekend for JDRF. It was a gala at the Italian Community Center. And there was like 200 people there. And everybody was doing Rona bumps, like elbow bumps. They were like, Corona bumps. Like people were already kind of knew about it a little bit. But it was right before everything just kind of shut down.
It's a year.
It's almost coming up on a year. Can you believe that? This has been the fastest slow year ever. Slowest. I don't even know which one. Is
so
it
what
slower
are we
going to
have? We're going to have a Corona party?
I don't know. We should.
Corona's what years old?
I don't know. Corona. I'm not going to wish a happy birthday to that thing. No.
Not at all.
It's destroyed so much stuff. No. I don't want to celebrate it. Life or death of his Kiss FM. By the way, iPads, we got them. Do you want to win one? Cool. We'll be here at 9:10. We'll give you the Kissmas keyword. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the week. Burning vacation time. DJ GA from The Night Show steps into her place. What's up?
Yeah, man. We got to give Yeah, man.
Sad stuff.
Alex Trebek passed away this weekend. And the GOAT. I would call him the GOAT of game shows.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to throw Passe Jack in there.
So much. I was always very bad at Jeopardy, but when I got a Jeopardy question correct, I always felt very smart.
Right, yeah.
He announced last year, in March of last year, he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer and kept going.
Yeah.
Kept going.
Yeah, he was real. Like, he's always been smooth, just, you know, very, yeah. I figured the way he talked about it, I was like, oh, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He made it sound like it was just not like a cold. Like he was like, I'll be fine.
I'll be all right.
I'll be all right. Here's a little bit of him talking about that.
Since the heart attack, I don't have the stamina. During the holiday break, I had a subdural hematoma. Blood clots on the brain caused by a fall.
Like it makes it sound so simple.
I have some news to share with all of you.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
He makes you feel relaxed.
Yeah, he does.
He
right?
really does. He has that voice. Oh, okay. He has that. Oh, I believe him.
Uh-huh. Even when I got a question wrong, he still made you feel all right.
You know,
right?
You're right. When you watch Jeopardy, you just did feel astute.
It did. Astute. Such a good word. You're very loquacious, D.A. I like that. By the way,
loquacious. Let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down. You're loquacious. Which is interesting because last weekend, Sean Connery died. And do you know the thing that Sean Connery and Alex Trebek share is the Saturday Night Live Celebrity Jeopardy skit they used to do where Will Ferrell would play Alex Trebek and then Sean Connery was always, I think Daryl Hammond played Sean Connery, and they had a great rivalry, and it was funny if you remember what I'm talking about, Celebrity Jeopardy with Alex Trebek and Sean Connery on SNL.
Yeah, I was hurt with Sean Connery too.
Yeah,
just two cool dudes,
classic dudes.
Actually, perfect.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Sad news: Alex Trebek died over the weekend at 80 years old.
My mom loved Roger Moore too.
All right, this might be a toy that you played with growing up, or maybe it's a toy that your kid is obsessed with right now. But either one is fine. 414-799-1037. That's a number you can use to call us or text us. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's out for the week, so it's just Riggs and DJ GA.
Chilling.
Two dudes. So if you're a female, you're definitely encouraged to call in because we need a little estrogen in the show.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Even though Allie's mostly testosterone, we need some estrogen.
I don't think that's a compliment.
No, but she would say the same thing. 414-799-1037. Do you know they have a National Toy Hall of Fame, GA?
No, you just just told me that, and I'm like very interested to see what toys are in there.
There were three toys that they inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, because actually over the weekend they did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where Biggie got inducted.
Yes. I seen that.
Yeah, that was over
my
the weekend.
My favorite rapper.
Yep. And these are toys for the Toy Hall of Fame. So these are the three that made it in.
All right, let me see if I know any of these.
The first one was Jenga.
Oh, the little one you pull the...
Yeah, the wood game where the blocks stick up. I've seen the adult Jenga, too.
Yeah.
But this is the regular old school toy Jenga that made the National Toy Hall of Fame. Sidewalk chalk made the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Wait a minute.
Sidewalk chalk.
That's
not a toy. I mean,
that's really not a toy.
That's like crayons getting in, or scented markers, or Sharpies. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence with that one.
The third one was Baby Nancy.
Yeah, I don't know Baby Nancy.
Baby Nancy was the first popular black doll, one of the first ones ever. Came out like 1968.
Oh, shout out Baby Nancy. What's happening?
Right? It was always white dolls until they finally had some black dolls coming in to show a little bit of... Because how many little black girls growing up going, why isn't there a doll that looks like me?
Yeah, but,
finally they get one now, which is cool.
That is pretty cool.
So that makes sense why that would make it into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Yes.
But the other ones that didn't make the cut were things like Bingo, Light Bright. Do you remember the Light Bright from back in the day?
How did Light Bright not make it?
I don't know. He-Man action figures. The He-Man action figures did not make it in.
What? Come on. Masters of the Universe, man.
My Little Pony did not make it into the National Toy Hall
of
Fame.
I need the number to them because they tripping.
Risk. Sorry. Tamagotchi pets and Yahtzee. All of those did not get enough votes to put them in the National Toy Hall of Fame this year.
Who's voting?
I don't know. Who are these people that are voting? Who put Sidewalk Chalk in there?
Sidewalk Chalk makes it, but Yahtzee doesn't?
Right?
Doesn't make sense.
The only one of those three that makes sense is the Baby Nancy. Maybe Jenga. But Sidewalk Chalk seemed ridiculous. Why? What would you put in the Toy Hall of Fame, GA? What's a toy that you loved growing up?
Man, I would put Optimus Prime in there.
Transformer.
I love that. I'm looking at it on eBay right now. I want to buy another one.
That was the one that was the semi-truck, right?
Yeah, semi-truck.
Yeah.
But you had to buy him, and you had to buy his trailer separate. Yeah.
Oh, it was two separates.
Yes. You know, my parents wasn't having it, but I had to have them.
When I was a kid, I played with the Ghostbusters action figures. Remember the Ghostbusters movies?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had the action figures, and I got the Ecto-1, the car, the Ghostbusters car one year. The little car, so I would drive it around the floor.
Yes.
Loved it. But I was like, Mom, I want the Ghostbusters firehouse. You're not getting all that in one year. She was like, you have to wait till next year. Ask Santa next year.
Sound like my parents.
So I wrote Santa a letter every month until Christmas, and damn it, wouldn't you know, Santa showed up with the firehouse the next year.
Hey,
I had to wait a year for it.
The man.
Right? Then I had both.
Busting ghosts out here.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. So what deserves to be in the Toy Hall of Fame? Because clearly some of these don't, and some of these should be in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Sidewalk Chalk.
Sidewalk Chalk's a little out there, man.
Hey, can we look and see if Optimus Prime is in there?
We absolutely can. I'll check on that for you in a second. 414-799-1037. What toy do you always played with as a kid, or maybe your kids are playing with now that should be in there? Talking about toys. Toy Talk.
Oh.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Not bad, Rich.
You in a good mood? That's 414-799-1037. Talking about toys. Toy Talk. Toys that should be in the National Hall of Fame, but clearly are not yet. Good morning, David.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in this morning, dude. So what toy do you think should be in the National Toy Hall of Fame that is not already?
Light Bright.
Thank you, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Did you have a Light Bright when you were younger?
Me and my wife both did.
See? Did your parents hate it as much as mine did because you would leave those little pegs all over the floor? What's more painful, stepping on a Lego or stepping on a Light Bright?
I don't know, man.
Both pretty bad, though. All right.
Yeah.
Do you think that Sidewalk Chalk deserves to be in a Toy Hall of Fame, or do you think that's ridiculous also?
Yeah, that needs to go, and so does Jenga.
Jenga. But yes, get rid of Jenga and Sidewalk Chalk, and let's slide in Light Bright. I agree with you, man. Thanks
for
calling,
dude.
I'm
not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that either. Thanks for calling, dude.
Hey, I'm on our text messaging. Somebody said skip it.
Skip it?
Do you remember those?
I remember skip it. I could not do it. I could get like two or three of them, and then I would trip over the skip it. It became a trip it for me.
You know the thing that I still can't do, and it bothers me that I can't do this because I feel like I'm an athlete. I should be able to do it, and
what is
I can't.
That? What?
Hula hoop.
You can't do a hula hoop?
I can't hula hoop.
Really?
I can't.
Can you get a couple in?
I can get a couple in, but I can't do it. I can't hula hoop for like a minute.
You
got
to have a good booty for it, I think. I think women can do it better because they got those good childbearing hips.
Well, like my booty isn't bad, though. Let me come on.
414-799-1037. Good morning. Who's this? Oh, they hung up. We got more text messages to 414-799-1037.
Hey, Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, I never had one of those, but I've heard they're very cool.
No, my sister did. Hey, she used to make us some cakes and stuff in it.
What kind of cakes can you make with a little light bulb? Were they good?
Yeah, they were good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never tried anything from an Easy Bake Oven.
Somebody said Legos.
Legos?
Yes.
Should be in the Toy Hall of Fame. I would agree with that.
You got to see if that has to be in there.
100%. But which Lego set? Was there a specific Lego set that you played with?
No, I just had Legos.
You just had Legos in general? Yeah. You play with them? Yeah. Whatever you wanted?
I didn't have like the Death Star Lego that I had to put together or nothing like that.
That big Millennium Falcon thing they have?
That was dope, but I'm not doing that.
They have some intricate Lego sets now that'll take you weeks to put these things together.
No.
There's so many pieces in some of these sets.
I'm good.
Way too much.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, there's the National Toy Hall of Fame. Thank you for the suggestions. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.